And most honorable pastor, Dr. Baggett, to the official staff and members of this church, First Lady Baggett and First Lady Bell, and to my twin sons, and to all of you who have come to share in this service. St. John, thank you. My junior choir, my baby choir. Amen. Amen. You're looking at three generations. God have blessed me to see the third generation since I've been at St. John. And I thank God. Reverend Ron preached this morning and a young lady came forward and united with the church. And you know I'm proud. Amen. Amen. Looking in the face of my deacons. Amen. I said to Dr. Baggett, I didn't realize that he had been here that long. He and I was standing at the grave site in Panama City, and he had a faraway look in his eyes. Perhaps he didn't think I remembered this, but he said, "They want me to take over. I don't know where I'm able." And I said to him, "With God, all things are possible." Amen. I want to commend Reverend Baggett and this congregation for the work that you're doing here. This is my first time to worship in the new sanctuary. And you're to be commended for the job that you're doing. Let me say this. I'm happy for my baby daughter. I called her about 40 minutes ago, and I said, "You gonna join us?" He said, "I'm trying to get my daughter's hair finished." I said, "Well, just if you're a little late, come on in." Obedience is better than sacrifice, isn't it? Again, I want to thank my officers and for such a good devotion. Amen. We come to praise the Lord. Amen. And Deacon Jones and that young lady, you all may be seated right now. That you see on the door, he said to me, "Yes, we probably will be able to come." So they are here. Amen. Amen. And we are here to give praises to the Lord. After all the observations is over, you're looking us over. Amen. We're going to have church. Amen. And that young lady you see seated there, I appreciate you all honoring her. Amen. She's been my prop all of these years. I thank God for her. Sister Westbrook, she forgot one thing. Me and my daddy baptized her. Oh, yeah, I know you forgot that. That's been many years ago. Amen. Amen. As soon as I get these preliminaries out of the way, I'm going to preach. Amen. one thing that Reverend Baggett didn't realize either, that the third Sunday in October, 40 years ago, I preached my trial sermon in the annex now. God had given me the mandate to go out and tell the world that he yet lives. And I'm here to tell you that I have preached all over Alabama and haven't grown tired yet. My first pastorate was a Presbyterian church over in the Funiac, Bethel Presbyterian. I remained with them for 3 years. And for 20 years straight, I had to go back every Christmas morning and conduct the early morning service. All of the weddings, all of the eulogies, they called upon me for 20 years, and I haven't grown tired of that yet. Looking in my archives the other day, I found a letter, the last letter that Elder T.P. Campbell wrote me in 1994. And he said, Reverend Bell, I want to know from you, are you coming back again? And I told him, if it's God's will, I'll be there. So you see, that's been 21 years ago. And yet, God has called all of them to the other side. I also stand in the pulpit where I have been for 37 years, and it brings chills down my spine to look. I have buried all of the people except three that was there when I accepted the pastorate. Entire families I have carried down to Greenwood and buried them. There was a time I had a full mail course. They are gone. I had a full senior choir. They are gone. I had a full junior choir. And they are gone. So now here I am with the babies. And we're going to bring them up. Amen. I want to thank Sister Thresh for taking time. She is that first generation. Amen. I'm not that old. But since I've been pastoring there. Amen. That's her daughter next to her, and then her granddaughter. So you see, it's coming right down the line. Amen, this generation. Let me say here, I thank God for the opportunity for coming back home. Sister Lila said, seated in her seat that night, Sister Lila Hill, she said, well, Deacon Bell is gone, and he won't be back. But I'm here, Sister Lila, not in the form of a deacon, but as a minister of the gospel, one that I'm not ashamed of. I had called Reverend Baggett and asked him, was this a combined service? And he said, yes, it is. We're getting all of this out of the way. But God led me in a different direction. Since I'm bought and paid by the price of the blood, I gotta follow my directions. From the book of the Acts of the Apostles, I want you to open it to the first chapter. And from the fourth through the 8th verse. And the 9th verse as well, you will find the words of our text. When you have that, would you stand, please, for the reading of the word. The first chapter of the book of Acts, beginning with verse number 4. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Dr. Luke pens here these words. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Conjunction. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water. Another conjunction. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power. Another conjunction. But he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And he shall, not might or maybe, be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And finally, the 9th verse, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of sight. You may be seated. Back to the 4th verse. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. The church waiting for the promise. We're waiting today. You can't hurry God. No matter how you try. Are you with me? Macedonia, as I look over the grounds and at this beautiful edifice, you're still here on the corner. Without the power of God, this body could not have lasted from the onslaught of Satan had it not had power. I'm not talking about black power, green power. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. You need that in order to let the world know that he yet lives. Luke here, see that prolific writer, records the 40 days after Jesus had arose from the dead. He had spent 40 days with the little church, which composed of just 120. And it always makes me wonder where in the world were the rest of them. And when I know there are times when Reverend Baggett look at the empty pews and wonder where is the rest of them. Amen. But Jesus here amen, had been recorded by Dr. Luke as spending those 40 days with those men. Luke had received an inquiry from a friend of his named Theophilus. Theophilus wanted to change from Judaism to Christianity. And Luke here was his friend. And he penned this Acts to his friend Theophilus. You can't tell that you don't know. And somebody say you can't walk where you don't go. But this man was ready. Luke was in the medical fields. History says he had never met Jesus, but he was acquainted with Jesus' mother. And what better place could you go to get information than from the mother? So he said to Theophilus, I want you to know what Jesus began to say and do before he had finished his work on glory. I don't know about you, but I do know we still need that same power today in order to let the world know what side we stand on. If you notice here, Luke said, being assembled together, amen, with them. Not a portion, but with them. That's plural. He had them all there with him. And when we can congregate together in God's house and be together with one another, we can get the job done. Are you with me? I see another deacon sitting over here, amen, that I've had a chance to talk with every now and then. In the 40 days that he had spent with the church, he had discovered that they were not ready to represent him to the world. Many times we go before we're ready. Amen. And we'll make a mess of things. I'm going to use my vernacular when we get out there and don't know what we're talking about. Are you with me? Paul said to Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is what the Lord had discovered. Peter had denied the Lord in the temple court. He had said to that little maiden, I don't know anything about the man. Amen. Judas had sold him out. He was the treasurer of the group. You can't trust everybody to save your life. Amen. And the rest of the church, Mark said, had fled and left him all alone. Are you with me? But they went, amen, and went in hiding. But then Jesus, just like he told them, you tear this building down and I'll raise it up again. Am I right about it? 40 days had elapsed and he had come back out of the grave, looked to the east and said to the S-U-N, son, you don't have to rise anymore. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Are you with me now? I feel like preaching after a while. Amen. And Jesus, amen, just like he promised them, I'm going to stay here with you a while. He told them, you're not ready now. And I think we ought to tell the young deacons. I told these deacons, amen, I used to sit there and raise him. One of them said, well, you in Deacon Banks, I wish we could raise him like you. But I tell you, keep on working, and the Lord will fix you every now and then. Going back here to the lesson, Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. I believe I can get a witness now. Peter, yes, he did. Took the little 120. Amen. And went back to Jerusalem. Amen. And now, if you want to get a prayer through, you got to get the house in order. Amen. Judas had broken the ministerial ranks. Amen. You can't get a prayer through if everybody's not together. Peter had enough sense to say, now, Lord, amen, we got two men that been with us ever since your ministry, but we don't know which one is able to take Judas' place. Amen. If you in doubt, church, about anything, get on your knees and ask the Master. He's able. Yes, he is able to give you the answer. And they went in prayer. Amen. Luke said they went back and they went up into an upper room. Amen. Sometime you have to close the door. Amen. Get away from your family. Get in the closet somewhere. Go down on your bended knees. And then look toward heaven and tell the Lord all about it. Amen. And I know that's what he did, because they said, these two men been with us, and then show us which one would be able to take Judas' place. Amen. I can look on the outer appearance, but God looks into the heart. He know the heart of all men. Amen. You can fool me some of the time, but you can't fool God any of the time. Amen. And they tell me, he said that the lot fell on Matthias. Amen. A man you hadn't heard of before. Amen. And they haven't heard of him since. But God can use whomever he please. He can take nothing. Yes, he can. And make something out of it. Amen. Took two fish and five barley loaves and fed 5,000. Took a little clay out of the earth and put a little spit on it and anointed a man blind eye, and he became seeing. Yes, I know he is real. Now, Lord, I do believe you're going to come after a while, for I feel you on the way. Well, amen. I know, amen, after the prayer got up and came back down, just like the Lord promised, amen, 40 days here on earth, and 10 days of prayer makes 50 days, and that's what Pentecost means, 50th day, after the resurrection and ascending of God, just like he promised them. Good God Almighty, I got to fast forward now to the second chapter. My God, Luke tell me, on the day of Pentecost, amen, just like God has promised them, amen. Luke said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. Amen. Amen. Where two or three gathered together in the Lord's name, he told me he would be one in the midst. Luke said they were all on one accord and in one place. Good God Almighty, and suddenly, my God, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Good God, and look here, church. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. I can remember in my early days going to revival. you could walk in the back door and wave your hand and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need to return to that today if we want the crack houses closed. Amen. Our girls, our daughters selling their bodies on the street. Good God, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. My Lord, tell me, it said it came from heaven as a rushing mighty wind and filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue. And the word cloven mean it was split. Yes, it was. And sat upon each one of them. Yes, nobody was looking around to see who was shouting. And nobody was looking around to see who was crying, because every one of them had their part. Yes, and the same man, amen, had taken upon himself, amen, the word of God. And when you get the Holy Ghost, somebody gonna get disturbed downtown. Can I get a witness now? Amen. The people down the street said them old folk down yonder is full of new wine. Amen. Those holy rollers was rolling all over the church. Amen. Well, the same man that denied Jesus, amen, walked out that Sunday morning and said, you're wrong. Amen. It's too early in the day. My God Almighty, what you see. Amen. Joel had prophesied this a long time ago, that before the end of time, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. Your young men will see a vision. And I declare that's what has happened. That same man told them, well, all you need to do is repent, amen, of your sin and be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I don't want the critic. Amen, Peter said, but I want you to see Jesus. Amen. 3,000 souls on that Sunday morning. Can't you see 3,000 men and women come crying, men and brethren, what must I do to be saved? Amen. You can get it if you want it, for it's already here for you. Amen. And the Bible says the Lord added 3,000 souls to the church that day, and I can't stop there. Amen. They went about every day. And one writer said they went from house to house, eating and drinking and breaking of bread. And the Lord continued to add daily to the church such as should be saved. He's the same God, as it was yesterday. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Billy, my golden moment to run on a little while longer. My Lord, I know I got to quit. Amen. Sometimes, amen, when the Holy Ghost come and you think you got everything fixed and ready, I want to tell you two people in that same church. Amen. A man named Barnabas had sold some property and brought it and gave it to Peter. Yes, he did. Well, Lord, they went and made a covenant
with one another. You can't hide from God. He knows what's going on behind closed doors. They closed the door and said, look here now, that's too much money to give to the church. Amen. You can't be God-given. No matter how you try, the more you give to him, the more he'll give back to you. But you can't make that covenant. They said, well, I know Barnabas gave this much, and I tell you, let's hold back some of what we have. Amen. And yet we will be numbered among those that's given. But look here, I got a God that got an all-seeing eye. Amen. He looked beyond your fault and see your heart. I see you. Old man walking up to Peter, Ananias. Peter said, Ananias, did you sell the property for so much? He said, yes, that's what I sold it for. He said, Ananias, it was yours to keep. You didn't even have to give me any of it. Why you want to lie? He said, you're not lying to me, but you're lying to the Holy Ghost. And he fell dead. Yes, he did. 3 hours had gone by. Amen. And here come Alpha Sapphira. Good God Almighty. Sapphira. Amen. Did you all sell the property for so much? Yeah, Peter. That's what we sold it for. Amen. Sapphira, you could have saved yourself. Amen. I hear the footsteps of the men. Amen. That just went and buried your husband. They are coming after you, and she fell dead. Church, you better be true. Amen. You can't hide from God. He know your heart, and he know your desire. I know my Redeemer lives, for he lives in my soul. Why you know it, Bill? Early this morning, he got up. Yes. Came to my bedside, touched his old feeble body, started me on my way, and I'm gonna tell the story as long as I live. Why are you gonna tell it? Amen. He took the, I know I need to quit now. He took the little church out to the edge of the city of Bethany. Yes, he did, and held the last conference. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and when I get it ready, I'm coming again. I know he's on the way. I can hear the old shackling of the chariot. My God Almighty, I saw the little church looking up to heaven, and one of the angels said, you men of Galilee, while stand you engaged, that same Jesus that you see going away is coming again. I know he is. Amen. I know he is coming, for he got all power in heaven and earth in his hand. He's coming, and then Luke told me to tell you his reward is with him, and he's coming and pay every man according as his work shall be. I don't want your crown. I just want my crown. Amen. And I'll be working until he says enough is done. Can I get a witness now? I know I need to quit. Come in, John. Talk to me just a little while. John, I want you to write to the 7 churches of Asia Minor. Tell them, amen, they got some faults. My God Almighty. But one thing I kept on reading. Yes. And John said, I saw 144,000 sealed, and these were the Jews, 12 tribes of Israel. 12 times 12 is 144. It was 144 Jews sealed. But then I'm not a Jew. I am of the Gentile race. And he saw another number. Amen. He looked and saw that number. And one of the angels said, "Who are these?" He said, "These are they who have come through hard trials and tribulation, have had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. They lost the flag, amen, in victory, but they're running on with the staff in their hand. I'm one of them, amen, that have the staff. I'm going to run on, see what the end going to be. And over yonder, they can't crown him till I get there. John, I know you went before me. Isaiah, you went before me. Jeremiah, you went before me. Malachi, you went before me. But you can't crown him. I'll be in that coronation when we all shall crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm still waiting. But that power, he's omniscient. He got all knowledge. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. He can work when no man can hinder. And I'm so glad you can't get my crown. It might not have as many stars as yours, but I want my crown. And the Bible says when the 24 elders get through praising him and drop their crown, I'm going to pick up mine and say, "Glory, glory to the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world."
Will your heart
the church waiting for the power. And you have that power right now. He is the same yesterday, today,
now will your
and forever. And he said, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and that door will be opened." He is no respecter of persons. Whatever he has done for others, he'll do the same for you. Keep on waiting. Keep on trusting. Well, Isaiah said in the 40th chapter that the young men may faint on the wayside and utterly fall, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up wings like an eagle, run and not get weary, walk and not faint. Wait, I said, on the Lord. He may not come in the morning. You can't hurry. But just be patient. He's on the way. And he is a man that cannot lie. Whatever he promised, he'll come to. May God bless you. And may heaven save you.
Every day I tell you what, of my life.
I tell you what. I got to do this.
I'll do your will, Father.
The Lord brought an old song to me. And I've been singing it all the week. And when they get through, I just got to do it. And I want everybody to join in with this old song.
I'll do your will, Jesus. I'll do your will, Father.
Let me do it.
I say yes.
Oh, 2,000 years ago, he said, "Whosoever will, let him come. Though your sins be as scarlet, the blood that he shed is able to wash
your
sins and make them whiter than snow. Come unto me, all ye that labor and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly at heart, and you can find rest for your weary soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." When they finish, I want each of you to join hands. There's something about unity that brings about strength. I want you to join hands and just join me in this old song that the Lord had brought to my heart all week long. And I